Okay, hit record. Sound test, gentlemen. Let me hear what you got.
Check one.
That's good. Joe?
Dream lover, because I don't want to dream alone.
I'm not going to do a sound test. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Jason Mark, and with me, as always, is my cousin, my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Joe Neal. Also with us today, the chocolate velvet, the vanilla chocolate, the velvet of I Dream of Ryan. And we're going to talk about dreams tonight. We're going to talk about not the things that you want to have happen in your life, like, you know, feeling up that waitress at the cafe. We're going to talk about what happens to your brain when you go to sleep. And we're going to have a bunch of guests on the show. They're also going to talk about what happens to their brains when they sleep. And we don't get funky with it.
Just be cousins!
Yeah, boy. All right.
Yeah, boy!
So I moved my laptop to a different spot. Hopefully that fixes the hum. Hi, folks. We were talking about my lousy background noise. I don't know why we bother trying. I mean, when you think about it, we're idiots. And also, we've got the velvet vanilla. What we call you, Ryan? The foggy vanilla?
This is Ryan, the white chocolate fog.
Yeah, that's right. The white chocolate fog. And so, like, we're not ever going to do him justice. I don't know. It's sort of like if, like, the queen came to your house and you tried to clean your house and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? It's the goddamn queen. There's no way I'm going to clean this house enough for the queen. I might as well just leave it the shithole that it is. That's probably why she's here. It's the same with chocolate vanilla fog. Vanilla chocolate fog. It's like, there's no way I'm going to improve the audio to really do Ryan's voice justice. So fuck it. He's going to sound like a robot.
Well, you know what? He's a terrible Flavor Flav. Did you hear that? Yeah, boy. It just doesn't work, man.
I didn't really fully commit, I admit it.
He does have a clock around his neck, though, and silly glasses on. Yes. So he's trying to do the Flavor Flav thing. See, he's Flavor Flav only in his dreams.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the dreams episode.
Yeah, let's talk about some
just
dreams.
Just be cousins.
Let's not just jump right in. Let's do the talk show intro, you know, where we just banter for a minute.
Yeah, because it's been a little while. It's been a couple while. Of weeks. You called in sick last week, huh?
I did. I was sick, and I'm better now, and I'm even better than I was, and I'll tell you why. Oh, man. How does this story go? Actually, yeah,
tell us all about it.
My not being able to remember how the story goes is part of the story. So my therapist has me on drugs. And that was great, but they're starting to wear out a little bit. So I went and talked to somebody, and they said, well, we're going to give you this other drug, and you're only going to take it for 7 days, and it's going to kind of, like, wash your brain, sort of. And then the drugs that you were taking will be effective again. Well, they'll be more effective than they are. Maybe not as effective as they were, but as they are. So I started it this morning, and it was like, everything was normal, and then all of a sudden I was real tired, like really tired. Not the kind of tired where you go to sleep but and have dreams, but the kind of tired where you just stay awake and have dreams. And then all of a sudden it went away, and now I'm like a little bit, what's the word?
Does your brain feel clean?
Well, no, I haven't.
It says that we're going to wash your brain?
It's not clean yet. My problem is that, you know how sometimes you have trouble concentrating? I'm having trouble not concentrating. Like, I start thinking about a thing, and that's the only thing I'm thinking about. But except it's not anxiety and depression. You know, like, one of the things that people who are depressed do, they can't stop thinking about the thing that they're depressed about or they're anxious about.
Yes, they ruminate.
Yeah, ruminate. Well, I'm not ruminating. I'm just cogitating.
Ooh.
I'm cogitating. And I kind of wish that we were doing this episode after this 7 days brainwash, because I got to imagine the dreams I'm going to be having for the next week are going to be different.
You haven't had any weird dreams yet?
Well, I always have weird dreams, but I haven't. I just started this regime of this morning. this today. And I'm a big sucker for the placebo effect. I know there's a lot of pharmacists out there listening going, it's day one, asshole. There's no way you're feeling anything. Well, you could give me a pile of horse manure and say, this magic substance will make you lose 10 pounds, and I'd eat it, and I'd lose 10 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll do another Leftovers episode. You'll get some good dreams and side effect dreams, and you can tell us about it on a later episode. Sure. But you got some weird dreams to tell us about anyway, though, throughout the night, from throughout your life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I wanted to say this.
Yeah.
You called in sick, and damn it, everybody, when Jason calls in sick, he's actually sick. When I call in sick, it's more like, it's not sick. It's like, I'm sick of this shit. And like, sick of this shit doesn't mean like sick of doing the podcast. It's like, I'm sick of working. I'm sick of doing things, thinking, talking, operating, functioning. That's this shit. I get sick of this shit and then I call in sick. But Jason was actually not feeling well. So we're going to double up this week, isn't that right?
I had micro mono, I think. I think I had mono, but not
a 2-hour show. I'm sorry, Jason.
No, we're not doing 2 hours. We're going to do one in a couple of days.
My shock took over on that one. I do want to hear about Jason's superpower, where he can be given anything and told its effects and then actually convince his body to accept that. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I take this medication on a daily basis, and it doesn't have an immediate effect, and it doesn't wear off. But if I miss my regular dose, like that evening, I'm a real asshole. I'm back to the way I was. I was just a prick. I used to be a prick. So
this is an anti-prick medication, though, right? Because that could be bad for your sexual function.
No, I'm on the Wellbutrin, and that is the one antidepressant that's supposed to make you hornier. Which I did not need, but you know what? Just because there's extra holes in the wall of my house now doesn't mean we can't fix them. I don't know. Anywho, we got a lot of people that are going to be on the show, right, Joe? And we want to have a lot of people on, and they're all going to tell us about a dream they had.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, maybe we can try and, you know, brainstorm as to what the dream means, if it means anything. Or maybe we'll just laugh at that person and their silly dreams and what goes on in their silly heads.
Well, at the risk of dominating the conversation like I've been doing for the last 7.5 minutes, I think I've mentioned on air what my theory of what a dream is before. And two, this is true, and I'm still eager to hear, but listening to a person tell you a dream they had is one of the most boring things ever. You know what I mean? Because at least that's been my experience. Maybe I just haven't listened to some cool people, but usually, like, I had this girlfriend once, and she would wake up and tell me her dreams, and she would do it in this monotone, just like, and then I walked into the room, and the dog didn't have a head, so I put a bowling ball in my dad's pocket. And it's just like, I don't, why do you think this is interesting?
Are you kidding me? That dream was great, man.
it's just, yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to it because I like our guests, all of them, and I've never been in their brains before, and I want to see what it's like.
Well, so look at it this way. Yeah. If it's, you know, if all the dreams that we hear about tonight are boring, then we will have lived up to the previous quality of standard of quality when it comes to JBC. Yeah. See, I couldn't even get that fucking sentence out. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
So if we're bored, we're bored, you know?
Yeah, that's life.
Who gives a shit?
Who shit gives? Real quick, do you want me to tell you what my theory of dreams is, or I save it for later? Let's save it for later.
I wanted to hear the theory of dreams. Maybe you've said it before, but let's hear a refresher.
Let me see if I can do it real quick. So, dreams don't mean anything. Like, if you dream that your mom is cutting off your penis, well, that's your bad luck. It just happens. What happens is, as you go through your day, you learn things, and that goes into your short-term memory. And then when you go to sleep, those things move from short-term memory to long-term memory. Now, you know that a computer has to put in addresses for everything that it knows, right? The little tags, that's pointers that say, okay, oh, you wanted that Microsoft Word file where you wrote a love letter to Isla Fisher? Okay, that is address number 4968. Your brain does the same thing, except that what your brain does is it tags things with weirdness. It has to be weird. It has to be novel. It has to be something very unique. Otherwise, your brain gets confused. You can't just use numbers because your brain's organic and it gets all fucked up. And it's like, oh, 7 and 8. I don't know the difference. So, like, you're walking down the street and you see a sign that says, banh mi sandwiches, $4. And you think to yourself, that's stupid. That's expensive. So that goes into your short-term memory. You go to sleep. Your brain says, I want to remember that I saw that sign. So it says, what are we going to do? Well, let's see. I'll put it along a path where there was a giraffe that was licking a porpoise and they were talking about Hitler. Okay. And that's what your dream is. It's just this, and you're like, that was fucking weird. What does a giraffe mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's your brain just coming up with some weird ass shit so that the next time you're talking to somebody about banh mi sandwiches, you can say, I saw a sign that said they were $4. Can you believe that shit? And it's actually way, way, way more subtle than that. It's not something as big as a memory that you can actually, tangibly recall or tell somebody about. It's really, really subtle. It's like the warp on the wood of the sign and maybe, you know, the smell of French fries in the air because there's a Burger King nearby. All these things kind of mingle together into the sort of like mess of a memory, which is why when you remember one thing, sometimes you remember something else. You're like, why the fuck did I remember that? That's kind of what deja vu is. You're like, holy shit, I'm just remembering a bunch of stuff. Actually, it's just your brain tagging shit on the fly. So anyway, that's
just
my theory.
Tagging it, kind of loose association, weirdness.
Yeah.
Brain pastiche.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't, like, if you're having problems sleeping or you're got a lot of anxiety, you can have dreams that reflect that kind of thing. That's because your whole day was colored by that feeling, and so that feeling is going to be linked to a lot of your memories for that day.
That's what I think dreams are, basically, and maybe when we hear these dreams, we can kind of make those connections. Like, I think dreams that they might be just completely random. I agree with you on that, but I think they at least might reflect on some level your emotional state, fears, joys, you know,
yeah,
general anxieties, stuff like that.
Let's hear about some fears and some anxieties from the foggy velvet of chocolate vanilla. Wait, the chocolate Ryan.
All right, Vanilla Chocolate Ryan.
Vanilla Chocolate Ryan, okay. We'll go with that. Mm-hmm. We'll just change the nickname every show I appear on.
Every utterance,
and that,
yeah, sorry.
That'll be our bit. I was actually blown away by the discussion of the tagging, because I've always described to people, I have a very good memory, and I've always described to people how my memory works is it's like files. And something, if I have to look for something, it's a memory associated with it. So if I have to say, oh, you know, the reason they couldn't find, Amelia Earhart in the Pacific Ocean was because, you know, she only gave out the latitude and not the longitude. And, so that's how they changed the protocol that you always give latitude then longitude when you're announcing your location kind of thing. That's kind of the way my brain has always operated. The fact that it's dreams and my dreams in particular, and what I was going to talk about tonight, is I tend to have repetitive dreams. Uh-huh. And I remember my dreams often. And a lot of times when I'm in the middle of my dream, I will consciously be aware that I'm in the dream and basically like act like Neo and like not necessarily have superpowers, but not be afraid, react to anything.
Those are called lucid dreams. I've actually had quite a few of those myself. Yeah. You can like make yourself fly and do weird shit. The better you get at it, you can basically become omnipotent in the world of your own imagination. But
I always try to fuck people.
The realization is always crazy. Like you're in the dream, you know, and you're like, I realize I'm in a dream. And like you're in the dream and you realize you're in the dream. And it's like some Inception shit right there.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're on drugs too. There's a euphoria to it, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've
been. That doesn't happen to me. Again, sorry to dominate, but when I realize that I'm dreaming, I try to do stuff and it never works because I know that dreams don't mean anything. So my brain goes, hooray. you're looking through the fourth wall, asshole. Doesn't mean we're going to stop. Like I said, I try to go have sex with people, and it usually doesn't work.
Every time I've tried to do that, stuff gets really weird. Mm-hmm. Like the person that I'm trying to have sex with, it like starts off as a super hot person, and then it like slowly morphs into like my grandma, not our grandma Jason, but like the other grandma.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit. So yeah, look, that's a tough skill, but
it is.
We digress a little bit.
Yeah, Ryan,
I wanna
give us your
weird dream.
Okay, so this actually, it happens from time to time. It hasn't happened in a while, but I think it was just tied to general anxiety, but I would always dream that I was back in high school, literally my high school, and going to classes and seeing people that I knew in high school, and some people I didn't even recognize. And then I'd look at myself, I'd like catch myself in the mirror, I'd look down and I'd be like, you're 35, what the fuck are you still doing in high school? And like, I completely freak out, and I'd be like, you didn't do anything, you didn't advance, Pat, you know, like, and it scared me for a long time. I'm like, is this me just anxious that I haven't grown past, you know, my high school self, when I don't even believe that? But it's crazy. So it always happens. I'll be in the high school, it'll be like a normal thing, and then all of a sudden I'll realize whatever age I am at that time, 25, 30, 35, 40, whatever it is, I'm like, I'm old and I'm still in high school. What the fuck happened to the rest of my life? You know, why am I still here? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I think that's like a fairly common. I have a
similar too.
Dream. How about you, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a common one. And you've had that over the years, like many times.
Yeah, it's recurring. And it's one of those dreams that eventually I have that self-awareness. Not even just like, oh, I'm old. It's that self-awareness like, calm down. Don't panic. You're in a fucking stupid dream. You're not actually stuck back in high school. And yeah, it's a weird thing like that. You know, that and I'm terrified of sharks. So if I have a nightmare, it has to do with a great white. Usually in a pool of all places, which is weird.
Are you sometimes at Shark High School?
Not at Shark High School. I did.
That's
use
the
that
name of tonight's
really
episode.
Fast because we had an underwater camera for like water polo and shit, and it was these silver doors, and I was always afraid that the silver doors would open. They just release sharks after the people. So I did well on swim team for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. Sharks chasing, you're going to swim a lot faster.
Yeah, I always have dreams that I'm there's still some final exam that I need to take to graduate college, like undergraduate college. And it's the same every time. I am also completely unprepared. In fact, I don't even know where the fucking classroom is. Half the time I'm naked. This is all, I think, pretty common stuff. And that's, you know what? There it is again. I think that these dreams just, they reflect a general sense of like just anxiety.
Yeah, because you're going back to an anxious period where you're unsure of yourself. Of all periods during high school is when you're most unsure of yourself, I think, you know, so I don't know. I mean, and it's weird. Sometimes it manifests itself when things are going really well in my life. So I'm always like kind of bugged out. I'm like, great. Am I due for a self-destructive cycle here or what's going on? So yeah, no, I have that one. And there's another one where I constantly am at my grandparents' lake house, but it's all like pimped out, has this huge beach and like could swim for miles out in this lake that's beautiful. And we're the only people there. And it's like the Gatsby's, so there's all this rich shit going on.
Nice.
I mean, my grandparents didn't grow up like that. You know, we didn't have that. They had a lake house, and it was awesome, but it wasn't like that. But it's the same thing, and it's a repeater, and I'll be, like, swimming, and I'll feel like, oh, you know, somebody will feel danger, or, like, something will attack us, but it'll be, like, calm. I don't understand why I have the same dreams over, even though I'm somebody who watches the same movie over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, that's what your brain is doing.
Why does my brain want to have the same dream? I mean, come on. This is the one time you can kind of branch out. Like, come on, brain. Work harder here.
Yeah, I would. If I were going to do a deep dive, it would be like, you're having the dream because you learn something that is associated with the novel tag that it was used for a previous memory, and that's probably associated with some form of anxiety during the day or it was in the past. And the very fact that you watch the same movie over and over again, I mean, it's not as if you really can, because every time you watch it, there's going to be something different. Even if it's not the movie itself, it's the room you're in, it's the smells in the air, it's what you had for lunch 3 days ago. I mean, something is different, and you're going to remember that. If you said, hey, I remember what I had for dinner the last 18 times I watched The Princess Bride, well, then that's because you're able to put it in your memory. So yeah.
I also think that the lake house dream is just I have dreams like this too, where I think the lake house is kind of just your happy place.
Yeah, it's like a comfort thing, because it's like the grandparents' house, you know? And it's not, even when not great things happen there, it's, and the weird thing is, the especially weird thing is, the inside of the house is pretty much what my dream would be if I won the lottery. Hidden staircases, like secret rooms, like areas we're not supposed to go that like you go to and it's like totally crazy and different. It's just insane. And and the funny thing is, as the house changes, like in one dream, it will repeat its cycle for a while. And then if the house changes once in a dream, that's the house now. Like, that's the map of the house.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I feel like we've gotten a little bit of a tour around Ryan's brain.
Yeah.
And before, Ryan, I kick your ass off of the show, tell us the scariest dream that you can remember. And maybe it's only scary to you, but what's maybe it's a recurring dream. But tell us about a scary dream.
The scary dream is definitely has to do with sharks, in particular great whites, who I've been obsessed with great whites since I was like a grade school kid. There's this one where this woman's out in deep ocean with a bunch of her friends, and they're just swimming around. They're like have an inflatable, and they're swimming through. Out of nowhere, a great white just comes up, slowly cruises up. They all panic. They see it. This woman swimming away just grabs her by the leg and bites her fucking leg off.
Yeah, it makes sense that you would that you have a very strong emotional reaction to a shark as a symbol. So your brain's like, I need to remember this. Really, this is something I really need to remember. I do not want to pay $4 for a banh mi sandwich. That's stupid. So tonight I'm dreaming about sharks because I need this. So.
Well, you know what? I don't know what minute we're at, but I think we're going to trade out guests.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks,
White
Foggy,
Chocolate
Velvet,
Fog.
Chocolate Vanilla Ice Baby.
Thank you for your dreams.
Poor Mel Torme. He's really poor guy. But thank you, Jason. It is always a pleasure, sir.
Yes. Same
I'll
here.
Tell you what we'll do, Jason.
Yeah, what would you?
Let's call in Double Barrel Daryl.
Okay. See, Daryl.
Let's see if we can get Daddy-O to tell us about his dreams.
Yeah. While we're waiting for him, you ever have night terrors, Joe?
Yes, I used to have night terrors a lot when I was a kid. In fact, maybe Dad can happens. Tell you about this, but I would wake up and then actually be semi-conscious and start gibbering horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it would scare the shit out of my dad. I think that he thought I was losing my mind. And
he is not available, it says, but that he's just not answering. Maybe he's out having a smoke. Can you send him a text message or something and say, get your ass back to the computer, you old dad?
That's funny. That's an exact quote. That's exactly what I just texted him. How did you figure that out?
That's, you know.
It's awesome.
No, wait, we'll there see. He is. He is here.
Is he there?
Hey there, fella.
Hello.
Hello. It's the steamroller. Double barrel.
Dougie
Fresh.
You're a little quiet there. Put it against your throat. Do one of those, like, you smoke too much and they took out your larynx and now you've got a voice box microphone thing. I'm having a dream about carrots or whatever.
Yeah, do I get louder when I cover the hole in my throat?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, you really that worked.
Way cool.
All right, so tell us about a dream you had, and bonus points if it's got Dolly Parton in it.
Hey, did I miss the intro or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
We're at minute 27.
You missed the intro. Dad, I didn't let Dad know what we're doing, but we're trading out guests, and we're just having people talk about dreams. So, Dad, what we need from you is a dream, and I know that the inside of your mind is a frightening place, so I have a feeling it'll be a frightening dream. But then we're either just going to laugh at you, or we're going to discuss what the dream might mean or what emotions it might reflect. But do you have a dream for us?
Yes, because I knew tonight it was going to be about dreams, and I know you had one in particular that you wanted to have on the podcast. So here we go.
Because it cracks me up every time.
Oh, good.
Well, it's not funny, Joey.
It is to me. It's terrifying to Dad, right?
So. It was very terrifying. Well, as most stories go, and even in my dreams, I was taking a shit. Well, I'm sitting there on the John, and I noticed that the bathtub beside me was dripping water. And I'm kind of a fix-it guy, so I'm going, that damn thing's dripping again. So I kind of reach over there while I'm on the John, and I try to shut it down, you know, and I'm jacking with the faucet. And somewhere along in the dream, you know, it just gets worse. And so I finish my business, and I kind of jump in the tub, and I'm looking up, trying to fix it. And I notice that there's this, like a door right above the faucet. And I said, oh, there's an access hole for me to get in there and jack around with this thing and get it. So I get my screwdriver out, and I'm taking out the screws, and I get the door open. And as soon as I get the door open, my freaking face jumps out of the hole right in my face. My face in my face. And I fucking freak out because I wasn't expecting that.
It's the scariest thing he's ever seen.
His own face.
It truly, and the next thing I know, my wife is shaking me, and she's going, what the fuck's wrong with you? Because I guess I'm fucking freaking out in the bed going, ooh, you know, making all kinds of fucking groans and shit.
Yeah, and my favorite, Dad, is when your wife tells me this story. Sometimes I request it. All of a sudden she's in bed, and all of a sudden it's Dad, and he goes, it's kind of fades in, and he goes,
that's exactly the way it went. Well, anyway, we've been talking about this for years, you know, and it doesn't reoccur. It only happened the one time, but we've always tried to analyze this dream and what it means, you know. So you guys go for it, man. I think I'm in trouble.
Jason, thoughts?
Okay, so other than it's obvious you want to have sex with your mother, it's is a dream about fear. No, I'm joking. I don't know. Let's see. You're a fixer kind of guy. You're taking a shit. You see your own face in this secret door. I mean, yeah, you're afraid of your own abilities. You know that you've got skills and talents. You know that you are gifted in some respects, and that terrifies you. The very idea that you could succeed, not because you just lucked into some shit, but because you actually had the skill that no one else has, that terrifies you. The idea that you're unique in some way. All you want to do is sit there, take your shit, fix some drips, and move on. But if you had to look yourself in the eye, your eye would tell you, you're special, do something, and that scares you. I don't know. I'm making shit up. I have no idea.
Well, to me, it's simple, and I've told Dad this before. You know, when he's come face-to-face with himself, which is the most terrifying thing, while he's taking a shit. Well, he's interrupted himself while he's taking a shit. To me, it's one, he's taking a shit, so he's in a very vulnerable situation, and he has detected a problem. And it's kind of tough to get to, but the fact is, once he gets down to what the biggest problem is, and he really wants to fix it, but then he cannot because he finds that his biggest problem is himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the chills.
I would love it if someday you had a dream from the other perspective, that you're in a little hidey hole, the door opens, you see yourself, and you jump at you. And scare, you can't scare the shit out of you because you just took a shit, but you scare you. That would be great. Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe tonight.
Maybe I'm tonight. Woo! I'd play
well,
some.
Well, Dad, yeah. Thank you much, very much for the dream. Would you like to hang out? I don't know what minute we're at, but I think we might need to do an ad. Do you want to hang out for the ad?
Oh, sure. I'm here for the duration.
We're here. You're here. We're at minute 32, Joe.
Well, I guess that's perfect. You want to do a. Let's do a word from our sponsor.
Okay, let's do a word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name's Bob. I'm here to talk about something of the utmost importance to your health. I'm talking about your health. Quitting smoking is one of the best things you can do to reduce the risk of stroke, heart disease, and lung cancer. And one of the best ways to quit is to take Chantix, a medication that curbs your craving for cigarettes. Unfortunately, Chantix also causes unusual and sometimes disturbing dreams. I've been taking Chantix lately, and it's been helping me to quit, but my REM cycle has been a little strange. Let me tell you about one of my butt dreams. I mean wet dreams. I mean nightmares. Tony Danza, topless, doing a titty tassel double helicopter shimmy, roller skating backwards into oncoming traffic while Satan plays the fiddle with his penis and Jesus eats shit on a unicycle down a flight of stairs. That was a scary dream, but I feel fine and I haven't had a cigarette in 3 weeks. Chantix, the healthy choice to quit smoking.
You know, Joe, if they ever make a documentary about us, I want Stroke and Bob to do the DVD commentary.
That's good. You know, I want to make a comment here. He did not have a stroke that time.
No, he
and the last time he was on the show, he didn't have a stroke either. I feel like he's in really good health.
He's in remission. Yeah, not smoking. It's helping him.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's great. That's wonderful.
But he's having nightmares about Tony Danza, which is pretty entertaining for you, Jason.
It is. There's something about Tony Danza that just tickles me. You want to bring on another guest? I can tell you about a dream I had. I've got full production value on this one. Because it's middle of the show, I don't have a Larco or an Okral, but I can tell you about a dream I had.
Why don't you tell us about a dream, and then we'll bring on Timedian, who is standing by.
Okay. All right, so...
I would love to hear a dream first, though.
Yeah, I decided what I was going to do next time next time I fall asleep, I'm going to write down the dream. As soon as I wake up, I'm going to write down the dream. So, everything at first seemed normal. I'm in my car, driving maybe a little fast. I pass a monkey riding a cop. He asked me to stop. So I slow down. He pulls out an order pad. He asks me what I want for supper. His upper lip doesn't move when he mutters that the milk's days old because the cow's udders are covered with butter. I go look for another summer dress slumber party, and there's Kristen Bell and Ariana Grande making me mashed potatoes, while Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, gently slaps a tetherball to the beat of the weather meter, clicking off digits, which is why this will be a fun day. But then I hear a nun say that someday I'll get to pick a passion play with Katy Perry's gardener, and I assure her that I'd never try to harm her as we do-si-do like two S&M farmers into a bar where George Costanza and Tony Danza are writing the last stanza of a poem about cancer and the cures, that dance we did in France when Robert Smith's pants had pockets full of ants, so we stand and deliver, and as I start to shiver, Scooby-Doo shooting arrows into Isla Fisher's quiver, and I wish her sister's liver would stop talking to my dinner, and the dimmer switch is broken like a nuclear missile token, and I... Some sweet Bama bluegrass, and my ass tries to pass gas through a pane of glass as a mass last harvesting sassafras asks me how long I'd last in Alaska. And then I woke up. So that's a dream I had.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they go, right? They're weird, they're funky, they don't make any sense, they're all over the place.
And it rhymed. That was cool.
Well, that's how my brain works, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you want to bring on Timedian? Let's move on.
Yeah, let's bring on Timedian.
Okay. Hey, Timedian.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Am I here?
You're here.
All right.
You're welcome here to the show.
In audio form, are you here in spirit?
Sure.
Well, he's sober, so probably not. If you can get a little closer to your microphone.
This is probably the soberest I've actually been on this show ever. So. Yeah.
Well, whenever I dream about you, Tim, I always dream that you're sober. So this is a dream come true for me.
Yes, and and I'm dreaming of you, naked with a big old freaking microphone in your face.
Yep, big old veiny microphone.
that's not really a dream. That's reality.
That was your birthday party,
when
Joe.
When he does the podcast, naked with a microphone.
Naked with a microphone.
So Timmy, can you tell us about a dream?
Yeah, I could tell you about lots of dreams.
Can you tell us a dream?
Pick
that
one
you
that's
had?
Real interesting. We're broadcasting, for Christ's sake, all right? So make it good.
So I had a dream one time that my my mother freaking assassinated me.
What?
She didn't murder you. She assassinated you. Does that
mean she called a hit on me. She called a hit on me. Like, it was really interesting. And this was during a time that, Joey, you and I were talking a lot about lucid dreaming. And I was finally just kind of like tapping into like the ability of doing so. And I realized, you know, once I realized my mom was like, you know, like some sort of mob person or something, she had some goons that were with her. I was like, okay, this is weird. And I noticed that they were like coming kind of after me. So I like left this poolside that I was at and just kind of walked away from the house trying to like just get away from these guys. And then it dawned on me that I was dreaming, you know, like there was like, my mom's not trying to kill me. This is ridiculous. So
wait
but
a second.
My
mom isn't in the mafia. She's not
right.
This
is ridiculous. So then, but then I still kind of panic because these guys are coming after me. So then I literally stop. And my soul comes out of my body, right? Because wow. I'm trying to stop myself so I can, you know, consciously, like I'm aware of this. I'm trying to stop myself so I can have my mom whack me or whatever. So my soul grabs my physical body and it drags it back to my mom. And so I'm still attached, my soul is still in my body. And then my mom and the goons are there, and I'm on my knees, and my mom calls the freaking, gives the, like, the head nod. These dudes whack me, right? So then my soul leaves my body, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, so now I'm just a soul. My body's, I don't even care about my body anymore.
Well, you don't
I'm
have
the,
a body,
I'm the soul.
You've been whacked.
I've been whacked. I'm totally fucking dead. So I'm thinking, shit, what am I going to do now? Because I'm pretty consciously aware of my dream state at this point. So I'm like, I'm gonna fly around. However, dude, have you ever tried to fly with no body? It's fucking horrible, dude. You're just getting flipped around and fucking the wind blows you and you have no control and you're just like, you know, there's nothing physically there to like to hold you straight. So I'm just getting whipped around the Rocky Mountains a bit. Like, sometimes it's calm, sometimes it's not. And then I remember ending up at Snarf's. You remember Snarf's, right?
And, Snarf's is a sandwich shop that Tim and I used to work at. Yeah,
and it was really weird because then I kind of swooped in a little bit, and my sister and my I think Jenny was there, and just some random people that's
an ex-girlfriend.
Me.
Yeah,
and then I like kind of swoop in, and one of the lights kind of like flicker pops like. Breaks or something like that, and everybody just kind of looks up, and like I'm just looking down at everybody, and then they smile like they knew I was there or something, and it was just a really strange dream.
Dude, that is so that's I told Joe at the beginning of the show that listening to other people's dreams is boring, but that was not boring. That was awesome.
Well, we did, there's no hope of us trying to pick that apart. It's so confusing and weird and like and right when you started, Tim, you're like, my mom assassinated me, and I was like, that's not a murder, and it's, I guess it was a mob hit, but I was thinking like, were you like Senator Timedian Richardson of Delaware in this dream because you were assassinated?
So that mafia.
I was trying to find the right word is what I was doing. She put a hit on me, so I was like, yeah.
The overwhelming emotion in that dream. I'm going to analyze you now.
A lot of.
The overall emotion of that dream is trust. You, I don't know what your relationship with your mother is, but I would suspect that one of the things that you're trying to deal with is, why do I trust this person, whether it's your mom or somebody else? Why do I trust this person? I do. I trust them. I trust them. And even if I get hurt, I trust that the hurt is appropriate, that that's something that either I deserve or I need or I want. And you're dealing with it. Like, does that mean I'm my own person? Am I a slave to... these other people, what's going on? That's conflict. And so, and I'm making this so I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm actually looking at Pinterest right now. So,
you know, Dad told us a dream about how he saw his own face and it scared the shit out of him because he's his biggest problem. But Jason's interpretation was, clearly you want to have sex with your mother. See, your dream, Tim, your mom tried to whack you.
She tried to fuck you up.
Yeah,
trying to fuck you.
So I feel like if we've got like Freudian mom shit, it's going to be in Tim's dream.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, this is Joe's dad. How you doing?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, I want to know if how you got whacked. Was it like Danny DeVito stabbing you in a trunk or what? How did that come down?
That's Joe Pesci, Dad. Close.
Oh yeah, another short guy.
No, it was just like she was right in front of me, and I was on my knees, and the two guys were on each side of her, and she just kind of gave the nod and walked away, and then I guess they shot me. I just never saw the actual kill. I just knew once I was detached from my body. You know, it happened really fast. Just like they probably shot me right in my head or something. I don't know.
I just got this image, though, of Tim's mom, like, in the place of Joe Pesci, just stabbing him over and over again, going, die, motherfucker, die. That's going to be – I'm going to have nightmares about that. That's
Hope so.
Ironically enough, my mom looks a lot like Joe Pesci. So.
Oh, ouch.
Love you, Mom.
Well, she's a good fella, you know?
Hey-o. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Guess what?
Tim.
I've got another guest here.
Yeah.
Just walked in. We can hear another dream if you guys would like.
Absolutely. We got about 14 minutes left, so plenty of time. Because
okay.
We got one after that, right?
Everybody, why don't you welcome my wife, LP, Laura Pauline.
LP.
Say hi, honey.
Hey. How's everybody doing?
JBC, motherfucker.
What's up, Dangling Down?
So, we've heard some weird dreams.
I have a couple good ones, I think.
Alright.
Are you guys doing like scary dreams or like good dreams or?
It doesn't matter. All I ask is that you just make it good.
Okay. Hey, real quick, Laura, I just want to tell you, this is from the heart and it's 100% true. I'm a little bit inebriated, which means it must be true. As soon as I heard your voice, I was like, I was in podcast land. Like, you should podcast. Your voice is like perfect. It's not too deep and throaty. It's not too high and whiny. You should do.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
You should do podcasts. Don't thank me. Now you sound weird.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I really appreciate that. Thank
okay,
you.
Now you really sound weird.
She went smoky on us.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. She's smoking a cigarette.
I just
so
wanted
helps.
To say that. Yeah. Like, if you and Ryan and Shags got together and did a podcast, I would kill all of you because there's no way anyone would listen to any other podcast. I'd have to kill you.
My dream would be, you know, me and Shaggy's having our, you know, super awesome podcast, but our schedules are just terrible.
Too it's going to happen one day. Until then, we'll just pretend that it exists.
Yeah.
So how about a dream, babe?
Okay. So I have two. Both of them are pretty short, so I think I can make it in the, what are we at? Probably 12 minutes now.
Yeah.
So it's not really a scary one, but I have like a reoccurring dream. Did any of you guys talk about reoccurring dreams?
Yes.
Yeah, Ryan did.
Okay. So it happens maybe once every 4 to 6 months, and the circumstances are always different. But I always have an eye patch in the dream, which is like super weird. I don't understand why I have like, I don't know, repetitive eye patch dreams.
Just to let our listener know, my wife doesn't have an eye patch in real life, so that's bizarre.
I do have terrible vision, so I think maybe it's like related to my fear of going blind or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's not negative in the dream, so I don't know. But I think that's weird to have that type of repetitive dream.
And have you been having that since you were a kid?
Since I was a teenager, yeah. Super weird.
And real quick, round table, what do you guys think that means?
Is it always the same eye?
Do you have a parrot on your shoulder?
Wood leg?
It's not piratey, but it sounds piratey. You know? Maybe next time I will, though, now that we've mentioned it.
Yeah,
I would bet that in your dream your vision is not impaired in any way. You just feel the eye patch on your face. Is that right? Or are you concentrating on the darkness behind the patch?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just have repeating dreams where, you know, I'm doing random things, dream shit, but I have an eye patch on. It's just weird.
All right.
Maybe you're just really trying to stay focused.
Maybe. I don't know. It's some character of myself that my brain has created. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe, like, maybe it means that that there's something that you're missing. Like, there's something that you can't see.
Yeah.
There's something out of your sight.
I think sounds next good. Halloween you should be Long John Laura, which sounds weird, but yeah, go for it. All right, what's your other one?
Laura, you seeing yourself in the mirror or something? How do you know you got a eye patch on?
Because you know when you're in a dream and like you are you know first person, you're experiencing everything, but it's you're also kind of watching it, and it's a story that's happening. So it's kind of like you're living it and watching it at the same time.
Yeah, it switches from like first person to third person. Yeah.
Which makes
the person that you're having sex with turns into your grandma.
Oh. I think I don't know. I think it's a weird like reoccurring character that my brain has created for me to dream in. I don't know, it's weird.
Well, if you end up poking your eye out and then you have an eye patch for the rest of your life, I'm going to consider you a psychic.
A one-eyed
at
psychic.
At this point, I think it's going to happen, so you might as well get used to it, you know?
All right, so what's your other dream?
I'm going to go ahead and Google one-eyed fetish. Absolutely love scary movies. I've been watching them since I was a little kid, and I used to give myself nightmares, but I enjoyed having nightmares. And I remember the first time I watched, I think I got through maybe 15 minutes of Chucky, you know, after he turns into the evil Chucky doll. And that night I had a dream that I was, you know, walking around at night, and it's, you know, all super scary, and there's a creepy house in the background. There's all these, you know, leafless, creepy looking trees, and a mob of Chuckies starts chasing me.
Oh no.
It's super crazy. And then I like run into a, you know, a scary barn or something where the planks aren't all the way together, and you can see stuff on the outside, and all the Chuckies start climbing up on the walls and on top of the roofs and busting through the windows. Yeah.
Nice. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, that dream's not scary. That dream's
that's super scary.
That dream's child's play.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think the term is gaggle of Chuckies.
It's a gaggle.
It's a gaggle of Chuckies. Yeah. That's what
if
it is.
If they kill you, then it turns into a murder of Chucky's. Mm. Oh my god!
Hey, we're not doing the Valentine's Day episode. But Joe, did you know that Laura was into horror films like you are when you guys met, or like did that come up later? Was that a thing that brought y'all together? Because I know you love horror films as well. So
we did get lucky there, but we right away found out when we started hanging out that we liked the murder shows, not necessarily horror.
Okay. Murder porn.
So we started hanging out watching murder shows together.
Cool.
Like true murders.
Crime 360 in the first 48 hours. And Child's Play.
Murder, She Wrote.
No, that show sucks, Tim. Silence, Tim!
Murder, She Wrote. That's lovely. Well, thank you very much, Laura. That was that's what we were hoping for. We have 7 minutes left. Do we have time? Is Shags available?
No, Shags can't come in tonight.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Anyway, we all love you, Sean, and we love you too, Shags.
Good luck,
Sorry
Sean.
You couldn't be here. Ooh. I'm going to go ahead. I know that I've said that I wasn't going to do this this year, but I'm going to argue for the cancellation of the program.
Sometimes. So. That is better.
Welcome, everybody, to a nightmarish edition of JBC's Arguments for Cancellation. Okay, I don't have to introduce this at all. I'm just sorry.
All right.
Hit it.
Greased up donkey wing, ass torn at the seams. When I butt ream your mama with a huge ding-a-ling.
Jason, stop it. You gotta stop. We got the wrong clip.
I can't. That's the wrong clip,
you
really?
You have to stop it.
That can't be wrong.
Jason, please.
Really? That's the wrong one? Greased up donkey
that is
dick.
The wrong
if you
swear to God. If you So hold on a second. Let's pull this together. Let me see what I can do here.
Oh, you can't save that.
Oh, man. Let me see here. Can this really be? I thought that I had saved it. Yeah. You know what? I guess I didn't save the right stuff. But can you go a little bit further into it, and we'll hear the next part.
It'll start over from the beginning. But come on, everybody, all greased right. up donkey dick. Is there no better? All right, I'm gonna hit play. I'm gonna mute myself. Oh Jesus, greased up donkey dick.
All right, see, it's supposed to be a clean medley, but I guess I didn't save it right.
Greased up donkey wing, ass torn at the seams. When I butt ream your mama with a huge ding-a-ling.
That goes on for another 3 minutes.
No, it's supposed to be a medley, guys. Oh yeah, listen to this one. Here we go.
But dreams are made of dicks. Humping your mom with my ding-a-ling. Slather my dong with some Vaseline. Every butt is stuffed with my Johnson.
Yeah, so there's more of this, but it's not edited correctly, unfortunately. Apparently. That really bums me out.
You want to keep playing it, or should I stop it?
No, there's more. I don't know if you can fast forward a little bit.
I can't because of the way I loaded it up. But yeah, I mean.
Okay, listen to this one.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Your mom as I slap her thighs. Ain't no sex, your mama right. Every Tuesday night.
Okay.
Was that you?
No.
I didn't think
no,
so.
That was okay.
Oh my god.
All right, so. Again, this is supposed to be cut together into a clean medley. I'm kind of bummed out that it didn't work out that way.
Oh, but, boy. I know.
Let's see which one is next. It should be coming up pretty soon.
My cock will fuck your mom, but hole. Let Jesus. Me but dream your mother, because I'm about to fuck your mom.
Okay. Okay, so there's another one. Oh, here we go. Now, you might want to fast forward this. I don't know. Let's just hear it out. Let's listen to it.
There's 35 seconds left for a bit.
Here we go.
Hey now. But read your mother, Hannah. When my schlong slides in her bum, then I come on your mom's pajamas.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Off there, but
oh my god, dude!
Now I think there's one more.
No, that was it.
Do you see the theme here? These are songs with dream in the title.
Yeah, that's the theme.
I don't get it.
The theme is not.
Well, the first couple songs had ding-a-ling at some point in the lyrics, and I thought that was the theme, but then you dropped off. So now,
yeah,
that's
part of the theme.
Lost right now.
That's part of the theme too.
Oh my god,
is there any more, Jason?
No, that was it. It ended. So clean that up and we'll play it on a future episode.
I'll tell you what. The entire clean medley will be played right now because I'm going to edit it in. And here it is.
Of dicks, humping your mom with my ding-a-ling, slather my dong with some Vaseline. Every butt is stuffed with my Johnson. Greased up donkey wang, ass torn at the seams when I butt ream your mama with a huge ding-a-ling. Long slides in her bum, then I come on your mom's pajamas. My cock will fuck your mom's butthole. Let me butt ream your mother, cause I'm about to fuck your mom.
Okay, that's it.
Hope you guys enjoyed that.
I was right in the middle of the Reichstag. So,
Going to count for Mother's Day? Or?
Here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you have a kid someday, I can really honestly, seriously, and literally imagine you saying to your child, hey, I'm going to butt-fuck your mom. Because... because all of those... That's your thing, dude. That's your go-to. It's like... If you... You
no,
walk up
it's
to somebody,
your mom, not if, his wife.
If you,
yeah, but yeah, once I'm a father, yeah, this,
you're gonna. If you get elected president, and you're like, ah, shit, this Trump set a president, I have to go talk to the president of or whatever of North Korea. You're gonna show up. And you're like, okay, what's the worst thing I could say to him? You lean over your translator. You say, hey, how do you say in North Korean? I'm gonna have sex with your mom's butthole. How do you say that?
Well, it's funny because when I was recording this stuff, my wife was like, oh, it's another song about your mom? And I was like, look, you guys think that all my songs are about your mom, but there's only been one other song about fucking your mom on the show. Only one other song, and that was Fuck Your Mama's Tits with a Z at the end. Remember? The fact is, my wife hears me joke about fucking your mom so much that she thinks that all my songs are about. That's a misconception.
Okay.
And she has threatened retaliation.
Yeah, she said she's going to start recording songs about fucking your dad. So, ooh. Take that, Dad. Dad, yeah. You
feel it? Fuck and you, Daryl just fell off his chair.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, I'm just going to have a nightmare tonight because I was looking on YouTube. And, you know, you guys are always talking about Tony Danza.
Yeah.
And there's actually a YouTube where he has a glitter penis on.
All right. I'm Googling that right now.
Penis with a glitter Danza. Penis?
Yep. You got to look that up. So I want to see what it's like.
I really want to know right what now. Videos you've been watching to give that algorithm.
Yeah.
Was that a suggested video? Or
hey, Daryl, here's one.
Actively looking for... Right?
All I put in was Tony Danza's a dick.
Oh, and
your glitter penis came.
Yo, a Tony Danza, Tony Danza, it's on Hooter Boss and a giant panda, eating bamboo like it was nobody's stanza. I don't like it now, you can ride my Danza.
That was amazing.
Alright, on that note, let's sign off. Sweet dreams, everybody.
We'll be right back.
the glitter penis!